South Korean stablecoins hit 18-month outflow streak offshore. South Korean stablecoins have recorded 18 consecutive months of net outflows to overseas exchanges, according to data shared by Wu Blockchain on August 2, 2026. A year and a half of one-directional flow points to something structural rather than a passing rotation. The pattern is consistent. One-funded stablecoin balances move from domestic platforms to offshore venues and largely stay there. 18 months without a single month of net inflow reversal is the headline number, and it lands against a cautious market. Bitcoin traded near $63,384 as of August 2, 2026, down 1.7% on the week, with the fear and greed index at 35, firmly in fear territory. The pull toward offshore liquidity Korean traders have long run into a walled garden problem at home. Domestic exchanges operate under strict real-name banking rules, limited token listings, and tight controls on how one moves in and out of crypto. Offshore venues offer deeper order books, a wider set of tokens, perpetual futures, and leverage products that Korean platforms do not list. Stablecoins are the bridge across that wall. Converting won balances into a dollar-pegged stablecoin and sending it to an overseas exchange sidesteps the friction of moving fiat directly. Once the capital is offshore, it tends to stay there and recirculate, which is exactly what an 18-month net outflow streak describes. The consistency matters more than any single month. Short bursts of outflow can follow a price rally or a specific listing event. A year and a half of it suggests traders in South Korea are treating offshore venues as the default home for active capital, not an occasional detour. Regulation is tightening. At the same time, the outflow trend runs parallel to a busy regulatory calendar. South Korea has confirmed a crypto tax launch for January 2027, applying a 20% levy on gains above an annual threshold. The government has also moved on a domestic stablecoin framework, while the political opposition pushes to repeal or delay the tax. A fight covered in our look at South Korea's stablecoin plans and the tax repeal push. Uncertainty tends to accelerate the exact behavior regulators want to slow. Traders facing a looming tax event and unclear domestic stablecoin rules have an incentive to position capital where reporting and control are looser. That does not mean every outflow is tax avoidance. But the timing of an 18-month streak alongside a confirmed 2027 tax date is hard to ignore. There's a second reading worth stating plainly. Sources on the raw flow data do not settle intent. The Wu Blockchain figure measures net movement, not motivation. Some of the outflow is ordinary arbitrage and market making that needs offshore depth to function. The regulatory pressure is a plausible amplifier, not a proven single cause. Counterparty risk sits on the other end capital that leaves a regulated domestic exchange for an offshore venue trades one set of protections for another. Real name banking rules and local deposit safeguards do not travel with the stablecoin once it lands abroad. If an offshore platform faces insolvency or a freeze, Korean users holding balances there have limited recourse, a lesson the FTX collapse delivered at scale. That trade-off is the quiet cost of the outflow trend. Deeper liquidity and more products come bundled with weaker consumer protection and thinner legal standing when something breaks. For users who eventually want to spend those offshore balances rather than trade them, the friction resurfaces at the point of conversion back to fiat. Reading the signal for spending, not just trading. The outflow streak is a trading capital story first, but it touches the wider question of where Korean crypto users hold and move dollars. Stablecoin balances parked on offshore exchanges are one step removed from everyday spending. Cards that let users spend stablecoins directly without routing back through a domestic bank rail, sidestep part of the same wall these traders are climbing over. The near-term watch item is whether the January 2027 tax date, now roughly 5 months out at the time of writing, bends the flow. A rush to realize gains or reposition ahead of the levy could deepen the outflow before the rule takes effect. A domestic stablecoin framework that gives won-back tokens a credible home could, in theory, pull some of that capital back. Neither outcome is settled,